This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about. This is Amanda Nilsson, and today's hand cell is Miss Ice Sandwich by Miko Kawakami, translated by Louise Heal Kawai. Let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us. When the life Soledad Barnes built with the man who was supposed to be her forever goes poof in a cloud of betrayal and disillusion, there is no time to pout or sulk, or even grieve the life she lost. But then an unlikely man enters the picture. He's the forbidden one, the one she shouldn't want but can't seem to resist. Y'all know how that goes. But Soledad's lost it all before and refuses to repeat her mistakes. She asks herself, can she trust him? Can she trust herself? From the ashes of a life burned to the ground, something bold and new can rise. So This Could Be Us is an instant New York Times and USA Today bestseller. It's been featured on the Today Show and CBS Mornings. And Kennedy Ryan is the first Black romance author to hit the New York Times adult bestseller list in almost 3 years, which is amazing. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is sponsored by The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. Robbie and Trevor Cressmont have enough wealth to ensure they'll never be found guilty of any wrongdoing, even if everyone believes they're behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. Let us all take a collective angry sigh at that. Lauren O'Brien, the new girl at school, has a dark past of her own, and she's desperate for a fresh start. Except when she starts a relationship with Robbie, her chance is put in jeopardy. During what's meant to be their last weekend together, Lauren stumbles across evidence that might just implicate Robbie. And after a third death rocks the town, she must decide whether to end things with Robbie or risk becoming another cautionary tale. This is an edge-of-your-seat YA thriller that's perfect for fans of Karen McManus and Holly Jackson. Make sure you pick that up now wherever books are sold. And thank you once again to The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy for sponsoring today's show.
Miss Ice Sandwich is a novella that I picked up off of a display rack in my local independent bookstore, Chop Suey, because I liked the cover. Tale as old as time, right? Very artfully displayed by independent booksellers, and I fell for it. Fell for it has a bad connotation. It's a great book, and I'm really, really happy that I picked it up. I try hard to buy books in translation or from small presses at independent bookstores because they get a bigger cut of the money than they do if you buy them on Amazon or wherever. So there's just a tip for you. Anyway, so this came out in 2013. It was published in 2017 in English, and it's really slim. Like I said, it's a novella. It's not even 100 pages. And it's about a little boy whose name I don't think you ever get. I don't remember it, but I don't think you're ever told his name. He's an elementary school kid, and he has a kind of, not obsession, but he's very interested in a woman who works at a local convenience store. So he goes there every Wednesday to buy an egg sandwich because the woman who works there and gives it to him, he's like fascinated by her. She has really big eyes that she always wears blue eyeshadow with, and she is very aloof and does not particularly interact with the customers, and her like just apartness and the pretty eyeshadow that she wears and her big eyes make her an object of fascination for him. And she's also like an anchor. He goes there every week, right? And sees her every week. He doesn't talk to her. He just gets his egg sandwich and goes, while the rest of his world is kind of in transition or in a bit of chaos. So his grandmother, who is the person he's closest to in life, is slowly dying. His mother is a fortune teller and is also very addicted to her cell phone. And so he's getting more and more used to her not caring what he's doing or not paying attention to him. And he's also developed a crush on a girl at school named Tootie, who he wants to like hang out with, but he doesn't know how. He's a little socially awkward. So all of this, you know, it's a little bit coming of age. He's got all of this going on, and he's dealing with it by continuing to visit this woman who works at the convenience store, and then also through drawing. He's like a very talented artist. And it's so quiet. Like, very little actually happens other than the day-to-day life of this kid until you start to realize that Miss Ice Sandwich, which is what he calls the woman at the convenience store, is not what he thinks she is in his mind. Like, to him, she's beautiful. She's almost condescending to everyone else. Like, she condescends to work there and condescends to communicate with the customers. But in reality, as he learns, she's had like a botched plastic surgery. That's why her eyes are so big. And he learns these things by witnessing other customers make fun of her and then overhearing his classmates make fun of her. And he just had no idea. And so it's, you know, 90 pages really about a kid realizing that the way that he sees the world is not necessarily the way everyone else does, and learning to deal with that. And realizing that sometimes the things that you love are going to be mocked or belittled by other people, and how the first few times that happens, it's so shocking, right? Like, kids think that their points of view are universal. Kids think that I think this thing is pretty, therefore everyone else must think that it's pretty. And when you realize that it isn't, that's kind of when you start to develop social hierarchies. Like, oh, well, I don't like the right things, so I'm not cool. Or I don't like the right things, so no one's going to be my friend. And that moment, I think, is really when innocence starts to be lost from children. And this is 90 pages about that moment. And it's so quiet and heartbreaking and beautiful. And it's just lovely. It's won awards, 90 pages of awards, and totally deserving. You know, I'm so glad that I picked it up on a whim. Sometimes you just have to let the impulse buys at independent bookstores carry you, because, you know, you find a lot of treasures that way. So that's Miss Ice Sandwich by Miko Kawakami, and translated by Louise Heal Kawai. And that's it. Thank you to our audio editor, Jen Zink. Thank you for listening. You can find more book recs at bookriot.com and more of our podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. Email us at getbooked@bookriot.com if you have feedback, and you can review us on Apple Podcasts. Please do that. It makes the show easier to find. And you can find us online if you would like to talk to us. I'm on Instagram @I'm Amanda Nelson, and my co-host Jen is on Twitter @JenIRL and on Instagram @IamJenIRL. And we will be back on Thursday.